Now today, in place of today's sermon, we're going to try something a little bit different. And in light of that, I would like us to bow our heads for prayer. Lord, we pray that this morning's service can be really, hopefully, enlightening and enriching for all of us. Speak to us this day through the message that you have on the day of Advent love and Christmas joy. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, very often, guys, all you guys here in the front, around this time of year, we do what's called a children's pageant. And I don't think everybody's listening. I'm talking to you guys, by the way. Because I know all the boys and girls are listening to me right now, aren't you? Yeah. Every year we have a children's pageant, or most years we have a children's pageant of some kind, and you guys all get to dress up and act out the Christmas story. But today, we're going to do it a little bit different. It's the children's pageant in a way, but it's going to be directed by you guys. So I'm going to ask you for some help, and that's where you guys all get the help. So, when we do the children's pageant and we tell the Christmas story, what's one of the first things that we talk about in that children's story? Brett? Now you know. Yes. Okay. We had a little bit of a clue of that. Did you have an idea, Brent? Yeah? Love's a good answer, and that's kind of what we want to talk about. That's really what's going on. That's true. Okay. Yep. Any ideas, Sheila? We're brainstorming here a little bit, guys. All right. Let's see. Now, the first thing we hear about when we hear about the Christmas story is Mary and Joseph have to go somewhere. Do you remember where that is? Like a barn, yeah. Where is the barn? What city is it in? Do you know? Bethlehem. Okay, so we need to have a place in Bethlehem. And where did they go first? They didn't go right to the barn or first thing. Where did they go first? Any ideas? They wanted to go somewhere special. Yep, Madeline? They went to an inn, so we need an innkeeper. So, Mr. Fielding, you get to be the innkeeper today, since you're the first one I saw. You can sit in the chair here and be the innkeeper. And look like you're keeping it in. But even before they get here to the innkeeper, they have to go and do something because people in Rome said they had to do it. Do you know what it was? There's something we do in this country too. It starts with the letter C, but it sounds like an S. He's got an innkeeper helper. They have to do a census. They had to leave where they lived and had to go to Bethlehem for the census. You know what that census is? You know what that is? We do that here. They count everybody where they live. So we need a registrar. Here's our registrar right here. So the registrar, you can just sit here in the front pew right here, because Mary and Joseph will come to you first, check in, and then they're going to go to the inn, and the innkeeper knows what he's going to do. What's going to happen when they get to the innkeeper? Do you guys know? They reject them. Why? There's no room. You're all booked up, right? And because everybody went here first, right? No, I think that's true. Everybody had to go to Bethlehem to get registered for the census. So the hotel got booked up and Mary and Joseph got there late. So they had to get in there. Now we need a Mary and a Joseph. Do you want to help me pick a Mary and a Joseph? Who do you think should be Mary and Joseph? Everybody can sweat now. You got a Mary and a Joseph in mind? You just point them out. They got to come up. We got a Mary? Yeah? We need a Joseph. Okay, George. Come on. Thank you. Now, Mary and Joseph, you go to the back here, because you have to travel a long way. All right, boys and girls, right? You have to travel a long way. Are we ready to get Mary and Joseph on the way? Okay. Now, Mary, you have to look like you're pregnant a little bit. Okay. All right. So Mary and Joseph are on their way to Bethlehem. Here they come. They're coming to Bethlehem. Come on, you're coming to Bethlehem. Now, don't walk too fast because, you know, you're carrying a baby. And you were riding a donkey for part. Was she riding a donkey? Is that right? Yeah, okay. We'll pretend she's riding a donkey, all right? Because I don't think anybody wants to do piggyback. You have to check in with the census first. Hey, you're checking in. Mary and Joseph checking in so they can get counted. Now where do they go? Notice, now they're going over here to the innkeeper. They checked in for the census. Now they're going to go to the innkeeper. Come on over to the innkeeper. Now, what's the innkeeper going to tell them? No room. Where do they go? Where do they go? Madeline. They go to a barn. We need a barn. Well, we'll make the barn up here because we're running out of space. Here's the barn here. And you can sit in the barn. Now, what's this? Okay? Brendan. It's a cradle. Yeah, but if it's in a barn, what is it? And what's a manger? It's a big word. No, well, it could be used as a crib, but what normally would go in there? Madeline. Hay, that's right, to feed the animals. We need animals. We need a couple of animals to make our barn right, don't we? We're going to put our manger over here with Mary and Joseph. But what kind of animals would be in a barn in those days? Any ideas? Shayla? There might be a horse. More likely would be sheep. Okay, want to get a sheep? You want to get a sheep? Go get a sheep. Hurry up. Well, you're going to be the sheep, are you? Or are you going to get a sheep? You're going to be a sheep. Okay, what does sheep say? I can't hear you, sheep. Okay, that's better. Did everybody hear that? There we go. That's better. What other kind of animals do we have in there? Cows? Do you want to be a cow or do you want to get a cow? You're going to be a cow. All right. And what do the cows say?
No.
Huh? They have to hear you up there. Okay. Sheep, what are you saying? That cows? Cows? Okay, good. Well, we got some more over here. Who do you want to be? You want to be a donkey? All right, you can go over there and be a... What do donkeys say? I don't think they heard you, Madeline. Okay, go over there with this there. Are you going to be an animal? You can pick somebody. What kind of animal, though? How about a pig? Go pick somebody. I know. Come on, Sheldon. They were going to be a horse, but they said pig. Well, you can be a horse. Can he be a horse? Can he be? Yeah, okay. Well, you come over here. How about you sit over here, and we'll put Sheldon in this chair here so you don't have to get down on the floor. Okay, animals, let's hear all your noises. There we go. What a trooper. All right, so we have our animals in the barn. We have our innkeeper who's full up. We have our census keeper who's keeping track. You're keeping track, right? Okay, good. And we have all our animals. What's next in the story? Not yet. Right? And so we need angels. I think we have an angel who's doing a preview for us. Because our angel's going to be in later on Christmas Eve too. So angel, you can stand up and put your arms out like an angel. There we go. We have an angel. And this angel's telling all about the glory of God and all the wonderful things. So angel, you can work your way up through here and stand up on the steps in there. Be very careful, angel, because you're wearing high heels. Apparently it's official garb for angels. There we go. We have our angel that's there. Now, who did the angel speak to? Not just Mary. Who else did the angel speak to? Yes? Joseph, that's right. Who else? Who was in a field?
The shepherds.
Okay, you know who's going to be the shepherds for us? We're going to make the whole choir shepherds. So you guys are all shepherds, all right? Give us your shepherd's hooks. Shepherd's crooks. Well, some of them are sheep. Some of you can be sheep. Let's hear sheep. Oh, they're pretty pathetic sheep, I think, aren't they? Let's try that. This one's even louder. Come on, sheep. There we go. That's better. So the angel spoke to the shepherds, and what did the shepherds do? Right, but before they came, we had to have a baby Jesus, didn't we? And it just so happens, he's arrived. Thank you, Donna. And we'll give, Mary can hold Jesus. And when you get tired, you can put him in the manger, Mary. We'll keep him red. So we have a baby Jesus. So we need a couple of shepherds to come and see the visit here as well. So a couple of choir members, come on down. Angel, you coax them because they're shy. And that's what the angel did, right? Animals, I can't hear you. And the shepherds are coming to visit. There's our shepherds. And they came because the angel told them all about what was happening this morning, or this evening, right? If somebody else came a little bit later on, who was that? Wise men. So we need some wise guys, don't we? Sean, you can come on up here. You can be a wise man. You represent all three wise men. Come on. Yeah, come on, Sean. You can do it. Come on, buddy. Come on, bud.
I'm being abducted.
Yes, you are. You're a wise man. And you're going to come and you're going to represent all three wise men for us. Yay, thank you. And you brought a gift, didn't you? Yes, you did. He did. All right, so we have our Christmas scene. I want to hear the animals one more time and our sheep at the back. Very good. Does this look like a Christmas scene to you? Yeah, I think so. And a wonderful job everybody's done. Thank you, everybody. All this took place, as we read this morning in Isaiah, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, that the virgin would be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Now, what does Emmanuel mean? Does anybody in the room know? God is with us. Let's say that together then. Emmanuel, God is with us. Ready? Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen. Thank you, everybody. You can go back to your seats now. Thank you very much. And one more round of applause. Thanks. Boys and girls, you can go back with and sit in the pews now. And thank you for your help, everybody. Now, now that I've dismissed everybody, I need four of you to help me with collection. Okay, Sheila and your friend, that's right. You can help. And Lacey, you're going to help with collection? Lacey, are you going to help with collection? Yeah? Okay. I want all of you guys to go down the back. And the grown-ups who are taking up collection, go with them. Come on, Lacey. You coming? You going to do it? Come on. Come on, Lacey. Are we all set? Just about? Yeah. Okay, come on over here with these folks. We got Lacey here yet? You want to wait? You want to wait? It's okay. Madeline, you can go down and help them too. So we have four, and four and four, we're good? Alrighty. All that we have is the Lord's. All that we may become and receive is in God's hands, and all for the sake of the joy of the Lord in our lives. Let us give generously for the well-being of our world. Let us give our offerings and tithes. Amen.